Christine McVie. The late Christine McVie.
Oh, my jealousy.
Oh, I loved it. It was fantastic.
My jealousy with all these people in the last segment talking about people they saw. Man.
How about that? Best Buy Metals that you talk about, an unbelievable job in what they've done. Now, lifetime warranties. And what this means is, and low maintenance. So I love this idea that I'm not a maintenance guy, man. I can't take this stuff. And the low maintenance cost, what a great idea. So we love our great friends over at Best Buy Metals. You go to their website, you go to their location here in Greenville, and they've got them 8 or 9 locations all across the country. But go to Wade Hampton Boulevard and check what they do and how they do things out. Best Buy Metals and this incredible company. I'm going to tell you more about their strategies and just how philanthropic. Yeah, how philanthropic they are. We love our great friends. BestBuyMetalRoofing.com. But it's more than roofing, and it's something I learned. Now, finally, they got a 3-pronged approach to what they say, designed to inspire, made to protect, and driven to serve. We had a bad storm in at our home last night, and trees and limbs are flying everywhere and all this stuff. This is strong, reinforced, manufacturing, durable. These are the best roofs made right now. BestBuyMetalRoofing.com. I want to get into several things in this segment. Let me kick off just a couple of quick ones because I got 3 segments to get this thing done. I got a bunch of guests. Well, no, it's not 3. Dr. Martin joins us in the next segment. So 2 segments to get this thing done in this. No. That's what I'm talking about. Paul Strela today. Dr. Martin's yesterday. So, yeah, I got 3 segments to get a lot of these takes in. Gave you the Preakness take. Gave you the Ted Turner Funeral 705 take. The awful news of Stephen Garcia. Cancer is one of those things that brings together Gamecocks and Tiger fans. And so I know a lot of people saw it on social media yesterday. Isn't it beautiful that we put these things aside? And now, again, I'm not sure we can do it in politics, but we can do it in sports now. That's why sports are better than politics. We can actually pray for Stephen Garcia and his family and his friends and all that affected by stage 4 colorectal cancer. And so thoughts and prayers out to Stephen Garcia. They've got a GoFundMe stuff. If you believe in it, if you can do it, go do with that. Fantastic stuff there. Speaking of South Carolina, I want to get you guys' take on this. State newspaper came out with an article this week that South Carolina in this past year for their athletic department studies, they made $3 million less in alcohol sales than they did the previous year. Hypothesis.
How were ticket sales?
Probably not as good because their football, baseball, and basketball teams weren't as good. But 3 million, there's a movement that people are drinking less. Like, I know it's hard to tell 2 young people go to small college town like that, but let me ask y'all that. When y'all go to y'all's social events, like in downtown Clemson at TD's and Tigertown, are people drinking less, you think? Are there fewer people in there or not?
Not that I've seen.
How about your sororities and fraternities and all that? Are they drinking less, fewer drinks? I know it's hard. I'm asking the wrong demographics on this.
I don't go downtown.
Okay.
I don't go to social events either.
You're antisocial.
No.
You hate people.
No.
You'd rather be.
It's just not my thing.
Okay.
I mean, I think that it is down in our generation.
Yes.
But
What do you attribute that to? It's a 90-year low, by the way. U.S. drinking rates at a 90-year low. 54% of adults consuming alcohol. 8-point drop in 2023. It's an alcohol recession going on now.
I think a lot of people my age, number one, is really, really expensive to go out to a bar and be social nowadays. Number two, I think people are less out in general.
Yeah.
I think prices is a big part of it. I wonder if in South Carolina they got stricter about checking IDs or something like that, because Clemson's pretty locked tight on all that.
With that said, though, like if price is the point, then why am I going to go to Dutch Brothers today and pay $8 for a cup of coffee and everything's okay with that? Because you're just drinking 1 cup of coffee rather than 4, 5, or 6, or 10?
Yeah, I don't think there's not many people I know that want to go spend $15 on a cocktail.
Right.
Just for one at dinner. you know?
Yeah.
That, and Texture makes a good point, like, it's getting cooler to be healthy and to get up and be,
yeah,
work out. And
yeah, but still over-caffeinate.
No, that's not going anywhere.
No, let me ask you this now. This is I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. By the way, I'm going to talk about the Live Tour for Alan's question right after this. I'm going to get in trouble with this. I played golf the other day, and I'm not going to mention where with who, but in the tournament, and there's 150 guys in this thing, 100 of them are doing Zen pouches or whatever. 50 of them are hitting these vape pens.
At the golf course?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I got a couple of gummy eaters out there, and I got a couple of guys hitting the one hitter, and I'm going, man, like, we are the most overstimulated people on earth, and that's not including the people that are taking a little, you know, medication to take care of the anxiety or whatever. I'm like, man, we're stimulated people. So we can say how healthy we are. I don't think that stuff's all that good for you. Now, I grew up in a generation where everybody dipped and chewed and all that kind of stuff. And so, I don't know, is it healthier or worse? I don't know. Like, my generation, they smoked cigarettes. Now we're putting water in our lungs, and I don't know about all that. I'm not here to make statements about it all, but am I wrong? Are you looking around like your friends do that stuff?
Yeah.
So, see, like, so it's not health then. Because you have to realize that stuff, it can't be good for you. Like, I see people, healthy people saying, yeah, man, I got going to get this big 40-ounce Red Bull. Like, man, that's poison to your body. But if you want to do it, knock yourself out. But don't give me the whole health kick. Like, I'm going to the gym later today. I need to get my 40-ounce Red Bull in there. That's just terrible for you. So, a little bit contradictory there. Am I wrong? I don't want to be too accusatory on this thing.
No, you're right on.
Okay.
Right on.
All
right. I think that
I'm going to pay $35 a month to go to the gym 3 days a week, but yet I'm going to pop these pouches in my mouth and stuff. Like,
and then they have the little spit bottles, too. That kind of gives me the idea.
It was marketed to people as being healthier than dip and cigarettes and all that stuff, which is how it all got started, I think. But the end of the day, like, anytime you got something you're relying on like that, can't be great.
Yeah. I mean, anything in moderation, but yeah, still, I don't know, man. I don't see how putting water in your lungs is okay either. All right, to Alan's question about Live Tour golf, and I'm not trying to be sanctimonious all that.
No.
I eat Bluebell ice cream. I'm going to have some sort of freaking heart episode because how much Bluebell ice cream I eat.
Your
popsicles? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting there. Yeah. All right. Live Tour. Live Tour is coming to an end. Live Tour, they're postponing events. This is the end of it. The Saudis have taken their money and run. They're getting out of that. So the Live Tour is ending. One of the biggest issues now is what are we going to do with the guys trying to come back? And Bryson said yesterday, we got on Bryson about he's just going to try to do YouTube in case the PGA Tour doesn't want him. I think that's a leverage deal. But I'll tell you this. This is the last year of Live Tour. Now, not for everybody, but for the big name guys, because some of these guys are going to not have a place to play. And some of the guys don't want to come back. So my guess is this, Alan, that the big-time guys, all right, the the John Rahms and the Cameron Smiths and the Bryson DeChambeaus, they'll get on the PGA Tour and the European Tour, and they'll be fine. Mickelson's done. I don't think they'll even let him on the senior tour. He was so vocal and all that. So I don't think you'll see that. Dustin Johnson probably, I don't know if done or not. I didn't say dumb. I don't know if done or not, but what comes of all that. Like Tomas Peters said the other day, he'll just go European tour most likely. Anthony Kim's an interesting study. I don't know what happened to him. Martin Keimer's washed up. He's done. Paul Casey's done. You know, they might do senior tour stuff later if they can let him back on all that. Again, I think Mickelson's burned too many bridges. But the marquee ones you care about. Like, no one cares about Poulter and Lee Westwood anymore. Washed up, finish, finay. But Rahm, Cameron Smith, and DeChambeau are marketable. And Neiman is another one. Joaquin Neiman, he'll be one. They'll find their ways. They'll pay whatever money. They'll come back, and they'll compete at a high level on the PGA Tour. And I think that's – well, we already seen Reed and Koepka do this. So they're coming back. But how and where in the details, the devil's in the details, so we'll find out a lot about that. All right. I want to get to the Dan Patrick and Dabo Swinney stuff. Dan Patrick made a statement about Dabo Swinney yesterday. I want to get to that in the next segment. But let me finish this segment with this one. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was a national sports podcast. And I don't listen to very many national shows just because I don't want to be too heavily influenced. I want to be organic and original with thoughts and not let anybody else influence me too much. But I listened to a pretty in-depth talk about it and how I think, and listen to these guys make the pros and cons of it. I think one of the side effects that we aren't paying attention to with NIL and transfer portal, like everybody knows morally, ethically, competitively, long-term effects. Like, this is just bad, right? Yeah, short-term money, hedonistic. We went over all this yesterday and all that. There's so many issues. I'm not going to rehash all that. One thing we hadn't thought about, I brought this up in the past, but I brought it up in very simple terms. I'll get a little more depth in it now, is what we're getting now is NFL 2.0. So usually whenever we try new and improved, it's because of the major flaws in a product and or what we got to reinvent it. The reason that we have iPads now is because the convenience of it compared to a laptop. The reason we had laptops is the easy convenience of it over the improvement that you had over the, you know, your computer at home. The reason we even had that, the Apple we were working to begin with is, and work, I mean, Microsoft and all that stuff, is because DOS was too hard to write. We made improvements because there were glaring weaknesses in each of those products. The iPhone, there were problems with the flips and all that, all the Motorola's to begin with. So we made these major improvements to kind of take things over. Well, my point is that the NFL is not broken. We don't need a 2.0. 1.0 is doing pretty doggone good. It's the most popular sport in our country. And why we think that we already know this, oh, by the way. We already know that the NFL is dominating college football. You people are young, but y'all remember? You might not. You remember? We used to play Thursday night football in college. And it was big-time games. Clemson at Georgia Tech. You'd have Miami and Virginia Tech. You'd have big-time college football games on Thursday night. You know why we don't have them anymore? Because the NFL said, oh, that's cute. Let me see what we can do with this. Giants and Jets, bam, no more college football. Oh, that's cute. Y'all got Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech playing? Lane Stadium, that little, oh, that's really cute. That whole Metallica thing is pretty cute. Let me get you Cowboys, Redskins, bam, gone.
You're so done.
The NFL knows it's king. The NFL has already taken over dates. College football didn't play on Monday night. You know why? Because the last 50 years, Monday night football. They don't play on Sunday ever. You know why? Because the last 7,500 years, NFL football. What you better hope is, you better hope the NFL doesn't decide they want Saturdays too, because if you want Saturdays, they'll take Saturdays. See, there's the thing in there that college football was so good that on the weekends, we go back to our alma mater, we go to our local schools, man, we put on our colors, and it's we and our family, and it's the school pride and all this stuff. You don't get, like, Steeler fans are Steeler fans and Panther fans. They're passionate about their teams, but they're passionate in a different way. Mm-hmm. There's no bands. There's cheerleaders, but it's not like the student body and the academic institution. You're fighting for this unity that you have there. It's a different kind of unity. I was listening to Rick Neuheisel yesterday, who I love, and he says Saturdays, he goes, I've done Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays feel different. No. West Durham was saying this. West Durham. Saturdays feel different than Sundays, and they should feel different. But with NIL transfer portal, what we're going to get in the future is Saturdays are going to feel like Sunday, and you don't want to have to compete. And if you're opening up a fast food restaurant right now, let me give you one piece of advice. Make more things than just chicken sandwiches, because you're not going to beat the current chicken sandwich king. Do something different. Differentiate yourself in another way. All I hear now is college football 2.0, NFL 2.0. Oh, man, we got to have collective bargaining. Oh, man, we got a salary cap. Oh, we're paying the players this. We got to have contracts. We got to. It's already working. And Sunday feels different. Sunday, you go to church, you come home, and you watch a little football, you kind of take a nap and everything. And that's the NFL, and that works. So I'll ask you guys a couple of just quick little questions. Number one, do y'all feel Sunday, like when you sit down and watch, y'all watch the NFL, right? Yeah. Does it feel different? Does Sunday feel different than Saturday?
Yeah.
Big time.
I want to get into how and why when we come back. And you see the my point. And the danger is, if there's no difference in Saturday and Sunday, then there won't be a Saturday. It'll just be Sunday. Or it'll be, our days are like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Sunday. Like, we've lost the special feeling, or we're losing. If we get on that route, we're going to lose Saturday.
I have thoughts.
All right. Let's dive into it. Short break, phone calls, texts. Get in on that subject much more after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles?
So we made our commercials by calling Double Dog Video. And John, who I've met before, knew before from earlier stuff we did back when he was at WYFF, like, this guy's been doing this forever. And 30 years and 60 awards later, this guy's still doing it and doing a great job of it. When you need that video, go with it. And you talk about risk-free. This is a risk-free deal. Bottom line is that it will be done. It will be done right. Or if you don't like it, give the video back. They'll give you money back. But here's the other thing. Of their hundreds and hundreds and thousands, maybe clients, no one's ever asked for the money back. That's a pretty good endorsement. You're going to love Double Dog Video. Check out DoubleDogVideo.com. All right. For the folks who get into the car and just joining us now, you got the kids, you got a lot of stuff going. What we're talking about, the last subject was that now, because NIL transfer portal, the transactional part of it, the collective bargaining part, we got to have employees, we got to have unions, we got to have all of that. Saturday is going to feel like Sunday. And I asked both of these very intelligent young people that I'm working with today, does Saturdays feel different from Sundays? And you both agree to that, right? Saturdays, y'all are NFL fans. I don't watch the NFL. What I tell my wife is, on Saturday, remember the whole thing, Saturdays for the boys? Saturdays for college football to me. From 11 o'clock in the morning until after midnight, I'm camped out. I'm either going to games or I'm camped out and I'm watching college football all day long. Sunday, we'll go to church. We'll hang out. I'll cook for you. I'll clean for you. Do yard work. We'll go on hikes. It's all Sunday, all family day, all day long. Because I don't watch, you know, I'm so worn out from college football all day, but so I don't watch it. But, well, you do, y'all two watch it, and you're telling me it feels different.
It does.
Okay.
It does.
How does Sunday feel different than Saturday?
Well, just in general, there's a different aspect between college fans and NFL fans, which you kind of alluded to a second ago. College fans have a different tie to it because a lot of times it's somewhere that they lived, somewhere that they've invested their own personal time into and want to go back and visit that place outside of the team.
Yeah.
The NFL is people that are all about just that team. If you're a Clemson fan, I think most people are all about Clemson.
Right.
Not just Clemson football.
Mr. Alder said, we'll never lose Saturday because people are intrinsically tied to colleges because their family attended. Sunday is about extremely talented spectacle. For example, Hurricane and Clemson packed stadium, 40 degrees in Pittsburgh, half full stadium for 10 and 4 Steelers. I think you missed that one, Mr. Auditor. I think in that case, I don't see half-empty Heinz Fields. Half-empty Heinz Fields on a Saturday, not a Sunday. I think Steelers fans are Steelers fans, and they're phenomenal. I mean, they're fanatical about it.
Yeah. They love the team.
Right.
But it's just about the team. There's not a deeper connection to it outside of that.
The ones that do have it.
Yeah.
Cowboy fans, Packer fans, Steelers fans. Like, the Titans fans don't feel like Tennessee. But to me, you can make an argument. Cowboys fans, Steelers fans, Green Bay Packer fans, that's got a little college feel to it. Like, Lambeau feels a little bit like college football, supposedly. Not exactly. My point is that if this thing comes out of transactional, which it is, and we'd be paying these players these millions of dollars, if I can make more money in college, and if I can leave at any point in time, and I don't have these side rails, guardrails on it, then it becomes transactional, that what we're talking about, what everybody talks about, man, you got to have the NFL model. College football now is the NFL model. You've heard that. We believe that. Anybody disagree with that? Okay, well, then if it's NFL model and we're moving towards NFL-type playoffs and NFL-type everything else, then Saturday is going to be Sunday. And we'll have back-to-back Sundays. And I think that's a dangerous thing.
I don't think it's ever going to be that way because while the players may be under an NFL model, the fans are never going to be. There's always going to be a differentiation between people that love NFL teams and people that love colleges. You got a while before that changes.
I'm not saying it's an immediate change. But much like what Josh Pate talked about, these are subtle changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's pretty safe to say now, I made my living in the recruiting business. And I've hosted a show where CJ Spiller committed to Clemson live on the air, and it lit up. And we've hosted signing day specials for years and years and years. And I'm going to tell you now, the last couple of seasons, signing day is not a big deal anymore.
Mm-mm.
We'd host spring game shows and live from Death Valley. We put it on the air, and I'm telling you, a lot of teams don't even have spring games anymore. And this idea that if you tell, and college, to Josh Pate's point, college football used to be 12 months, 365. There's always something going on. It's either recruiting, it's spring game stuff, it's coaching news moves here and there. Like, it's always something, and it's big news everywhere. And even in April, where you get a big, huge commitment, well, now it's like, well, he's committed, but he's going to decommit because he's going elsewhere. Like, we're losing an awful lot of what made college football special. Not just that. Now, on Saturdays in the fall, we're still going. But it's not 365 anymore. So, I'll ask you, Keanu. Are we running the risk? If it's going to be NFL 2.0, do you think there's a point in time? Not close, but could it be a point in time where you kind of lose the magic of Saturday, the feel of Saturday?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I do.
Hold on. Here you go. All right.
On Saturdays, I wake up and know that college football is coming on. Now, some days I might have to work, but after work, I'm watching the games.
Right.
Quite literally. They don't know that, but I'm watching the games.
Mm-hmm.
On Sundays, it's really not like that, because I guess I can always go back and look at it, but there's always something interesting happening in college football. On Sundays, I go to church, and then I come home, and I may turn the game on, but I can always follow up. I feel like there's always going to be a distinctive feel between college football and NFL, even though it may start.
What I heard there is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you actively watch college football and you passively watch NFL. Fair or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because NFL is. I like watching the NFL. Don't get me wrong, but you can tell which teams are good and which teams are bad. If an NFL team is really bad, you're not going to want to watch them. But if Clemson's playing Furman, I mean, I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the point, Mickey, of it getting more and more that way as you move away from amateurism. That makes a lot of sense. I just don't think the fans, it's going to take a while for fans to catch
up. It will take a while. It will take a while, but let me tell you this. When this is circa 1986 or 87. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, we used to have newspapers. I know this is crazy. We used to have newspapers, right? And newspapers would have Sunday. The Sunday newspaper is a big one. And so I'd go to the newsstand and pick up the Sunday Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And we got the state of Georgia's top 15 list, the AJC Super 11. And here's the top recruiting list from Max Infinger. And they had this big article, all right, on why recruiting is important. And Ashby, you're from Alabama, you get this. And they quoted, and I don't know if it's an Auburn guy or an Alabama guy, but he was a CEO of some company in the state of Alabama. And I'm going to use the example that he's an Auburn fan, okay? And the question the reporter asked was, why do you follow recruiting? And the man's answer was, because when a guy chooses Auburn over Alabama, then he chooses the Auburn way of life over the Alabama way of life, and he chooses my family's way of life over my neighbor's family's way of life. That is our school, that is our family, and they choose to be there based upon the hedges or the hill or sandstorm or 2001 or the U or the G or the T, and they chose our way of life because they love who we are and our family, and now they're our family. Now they're members of the family. My college roommate said it many, many years that he called me up on Thursday and said, hey, man, can't wait to see you on Saturday. I got 85,000 people coming to the family reunion. And now.
It gives me chills.
It does.
That is.
It started getting cold in here.
Oh, so funny.
But now, if the guy's going to choose you not because of the T, the G, the U, the hedges, the sandstorm, the hill, the rock, and they're choosing him because 400,000 is more than 350,000, then you're taking away the aspect of he's one of us. And if he is one of us, he's only one of us for a few months before he even signs with us. And if he does sign with us, his freshman year, he's gone because he's now at Ohio State. With the same way that you don't get too attached to the NFL because you're pulling for the Packers, when the Packers' safety leaves, he's going to go be a Seahawk. And so now you don't have any ties to him anymore. He's not a member of your family anymore. That's why Sunday feels different. Sunday Packer fans, let me take the Packers out. Titans fans aren't family. You live near Nashville. Your company moved you over there. You kind of got to pull from a little bit. Falcons fans aren't family. I've been to Panther games before, and it doesn't feel like a family reunion of Panther fans getting together on Sunday up at Bank of America.
I will agree with that. An NFL game and a college football game is two different things.
But if we're moving to the NFL model, then you run the risk, not short term now, but you do run the risk if it is transactional that you lose that feeling.
Okay. But think about Steelers fans and Packers fans and all these people. They are not tied to individual players as much as they are tied to the brand of the Packers or the Steelers as a whole. And I would argue that it could move more that way with college fans of being like, oh, we know these guys are going to come in and out at the end of the day. It's the Clemson brand. It's the school. It's the people that stay for a long time. That it's going to be the same thing.
But you mean feeling like Sunday then?
But I don't think it's going to feel like Sunday still because, again, people have a different kind of connection to a school than they do to a team.
Why?
I think a lot of it's because they went there. Right. They feel like they have part of an ownership in that. And you have ownership if you're a diehard Steelers fan and you've grown up going to games.
You grew up in Pittsburgh. Your dad works in downtown Pittsburgh. Your mom teaches in the school system in Pittsburgh. Your mom's a doctor, a pediatrician in Pittsburgh. Different.
I see your point. I just think that college fans will always have a different tie to their college team than NFL fans will.
It always has been, but the lessons I've learned from history is that doesn't mean it always will be. Better be careful. Tennessee Duke, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, I mean, the college atmosphere, you know, the kid would come, you know, would come right out, sometimes out of your own town's high school, going to your school,
yeah,
and is a much different thing than a guy being picked up on a draft day and, you know, going to a team that you may or may not pull for, especially if your area doesn't have a pro team, South Carolina doesn't, and it's just a different feel. And this whole concept of, well, it's going to take a while to do that, I disagree. It's happening really fast. We're just 4 years removed from, well, going into the fifth year now, of transfer portal and, you know, NIL. And NIL was supposed to be, you get a little bit of money for, you know, signing autographs, and you get a little bit of money if they're selling your jersey number, you know, at the stadium or online or what have you. We've turned it into contractual things, and nobody's stopping it. And on the flip side of that, with the transfer piece, it was supposed to be, well, you would transfer once. SEC even had for a long time, you couldn't transfer, but one time you could only transfer within the conference if the schools agreed upon it.
Right.
And then, but now, I mean, the place, even in the middle of a season or at the beginning, you know, during spring practice, you don't know who's coming out of spring practice that's actually going to be on the team in the fall.
Yeah.
So it makes absolutely no sense to have a similar model as the NFL because everything, and I love listening to Milt Wouter, but when you use this term, you hate to do it, but in this case, it's a fact. Everything that has gone up against the NFL has lost.
Yep.
And we cannot go and try to be, college cannot go and try to be a NFL model because it's not going to be successful long term. And the other piece of it is the NFL is limited to 53 players because of the cost of playing those players.
Mm.
Right now, college is pushing above 85.
105.
And 105 now, exactly.
Yeah.
And all those kids are getting some sort of money to be there.
Think about this, Tennessee Duke. Think about this for a second. Think about this for a second. Every school that we're talking about right now has a general manager.
Like, yes.
What? Who makes decisions?
All the players have an agent.
Yeah, every player has an agent, and every team has a general manager. NFL 2.0.
Yeah. I think the next piece that we're going to see drop, and it's gonna kind of be subtle, but it's going to happen, is now that we are admitted, self-admitted, it's pay for play. Somebody's going to sue because, as being an employee of that institution, for workers' compensation, for short-term disability, because that's federal law. FMLA, if you're missing work because you're injured, well, you can't kick me off the team. I still get all the stuff I get.
That's right.
So I can't wait to see what that's going to look like when it transpires. But it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. No doubt about that. Hey, good stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call, Tennessee.
All right, take care.
Have a great day. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great Tim. I got a great email from Mark yesterday. They do a terrific job. Your mortgages can be easy, greasy, lemon squeezy. They can be awesome. Look, I still can't do it. Hey, my great friends at Ingles, check out the our Twitter feed. I did a little Ingles video yesterday. I told Ashby before I was nervous. Don't know how to do that kind of stuff.
Mickey, you did great. All right. Let me ask you this. How many different segments did you take, different videos?
Oh, just one video. I kept hitting pause. You hit pause on it, you go the way. They did cut out a lot of my stuff. My best stuff they cut out. We cut out. Our organization cut it out. Because my best was when I went by the bakery and the ladies are back there making pies. I said, that's the Michelangelo pies, man.
Man. Oh,
the Sistine Chapel of pies is back there making my coconut cream pie.
I think if I had a nickname like the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo of pies,
yeah,
I think I could die a happy person.
Mm, man, heaven. I did the crab cake thing yesterday. They cut that out, too. I said, this is the nectar of the gods right here, man. If God made anything better than these crab cakes, he saved it for himself. These things are awesome.
Come on.
So why don't you go to Ingles and do curbside pickup, by the way. That's easy. Now, I only had five things. I didn't want to call it in, so I just went in and got in and out. But, hey, do the curbside pickup. Because that's easy, and they love doing it. And if you got the screaming kids in the back, and you got a million things going on, and you got to have that conference call, and the boss is on you about this, and you got to make the sales call, and then things are going on in your life, whatever. Hey, curbside pickup. You're going to love my great friends over at Ingles. All right. We got tons of text on it. Text said, IPTA member for 30 years. The NFL is more of a level playing field. It's obvious for college sports the way is going to be whoever has the most money wins. If you're a fan base with no billionaires, how many times can you keep giving your money? Highly frustrating. Sustainability, important to anybody? You want to put a bow in this conversation? I got other stuff. You want to put a bow in this conversation?
Yeah, I think that, a lot of conversations about Dabo Swinney not adapting, Dabo Swinney not this, not that. And a lot of the same people are talking about how it doesn't feel like kids are picking Clemson for Clemson anymore. The whole thing's different. And I think in today's day and age, you might have to pick which one you want. Do you want kids to come to Clemson because they want to be here and they're going to take a pay cut and they care about retention and graduation, all the things Sweeney agrees with? Or do you want to be pay your way to wins? That's where we're at.
And look, there's a whole lot of what he says that is 100% right. But to what extent are you going to continue to agree with him? And at what extent do, if you don't win, if you do win, look, if you win and do it the way he wants to do it and all that, then boy, you're really doing it well. But we all know this, it's going to be much more difficult to do. So are you going to, how principled are you? Mm-hmm. How principled are you? You believe in it or not? Because if you really truly believe in it, and they go 7-6 next year, then you're going to say to yourself, well, I mean, look, we did it our way, we did it the right way, and this is what we believe in.
But these kids are family.
Yeah. These.
Which one do you want?
These 7-6 kids are family.
Which one do you want?
Right. The hard part there is that still Cade's making $2 million and Peter Woods making 1.5 and they're still not producing. Like, we're doing, we got one toe in the water kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's dive in. Or let, yeah. So you can't be totally principled.
And you have Indiana, who wasn't the highest paid team in the country, being excellent. Yeah. Like, there's nuance everywhere, but.
Right. Right.
Overall, I think that's how I see it.
Text it to y'all's topic. Y'all talking about this morning. I believe the older generation have a problem with NIL paying players, et cetera. 50, 65, 70 year olds. The younger generation, 18, 25, have no problem in that fact. I believe it. Most love it. 20, 25, 30 year olds going forward. Who's going to make the situation up anyway? Well, okay. Well, that's great. But here's the deal. And I'm 79 of 7. You're an ageist. You're picking on us old folks. Just kidding. That's great. 25 and 30 year olds, except for one thing. You love it. I agree with what he said, he or she said, right? The younger people like the NIL and all that stuff. The older people don't. Here's a major issue, though. The 25 and 30 year olds don't have the money to pay for it. They're asking the 50 to 70 year olds to pay for it. It's great. One of the easiest things to do in the world is spend somebody else's money. There are message boards out there right now. For Clemson, for South Carolina, for Georgia and Alabama. And they're all saying this, man, we don't have enough money. We can't compete. So y'all need to give more money. Mm-hmm. It is so easy to tell somebody else to spend their money. And I've told you a million times, it won't never, ever be my money. If today I won the lottery and a Powerball for $1 billion, I'm not giving 1 cent to somebody because they could throw a football, shoot a basketball, throw a baseball. It's not happening. It won't. Principle there. But the point is that it is so easy for this person. This person's right, 79.07. You're right. But the problem is the 25 to 30 year olds that love it, because I got $80,000 in student loans, and because I'm making $75,000 a year rather than the 57-year-olds making $200 a year, who do you think's paying for it?
Yep.
It's awesome to tell somebody else to pay for it. Y'all pay for it so I can enjoy it. Same thing, like that's the old thing about socialism. Well, socialism's great until you run out of other people's money. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, rubber meets the road kind of a situation when it's like, all right, you want to go buy a quarterback? You ready to donate?
Yeah.
You ready to do it?
Y'all do it. We need to win, so y'all need to give more money.
Also, at what point, like, with some of these programs that just have money pouring in from all these people, if you don't have success, you don't win national championships, at what point does that dry up? Because there's not infinite money with some of these schools.
I said before, this is what I truly believe, and I think I'm right about this. That's why the single most important thing to have is a billionaire, and all you need is one. Michigan has a billionaire. When they wanted Bryce Underwood, the guy gave him $20 million. Texas Tech wanted Sorsby, $8 million, whatever. So billionaire gives him the money. Texas Tech, his wife played softball. She loves softball. They went out and gave the girl $2 million to leave Stanford to come play softball, okay? No offense, but there is no return on investment except for we get to go to Oklahoma City to the College World Series to play that. So the point in Miami, they've got the billionaire. So Texas Tech, Miami, those things. When you have a billionaire is not expecting a return on investment because a billionaire give you $20 million, that's a drop in the bucket. Millionaires can't give you that much, and if they do, they expect return on it. That's where that's going to make a big difference. You got to have billionaire rather than millionaire.
Do we hear this conversation? Talking about college sports, you have to have a billionaire?
Yep, that's it. One of the most important aspects of college athletics right now is the price of gas or the availability of oil. That should have no effect whatsoever. Texas said, Mark Cuban, Rush Tech, Indiana football's alma mater. That's right. Indiana's got a billionaire. You got to have a billionaire, man. And if you don't, you can't continue to ask a millionaire to keep giving. Because...
Especially when there's no return on investment.
Right, right, right.
Because, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'd rather give that to charity in my local community or X, Y, and Z.
But even then, I'm going to give you a check for $5,000.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a check for $20 million.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just here to say I don't believe St. Jude's Hospital gets a lot of $20 million checks. How about this? How about the fact that, like, okay, it was a big, huge deal this week that – what was the Big Ten money? 80 – was it 70-something million, 80-something million?
They made football this year? 70s, yeah.
70?
Yeah.
And, oh, man, can you believe they made that much more than what the ACC makes, $40 million or whatever? But we're talking about – Kyle Whittingham said the other day that 10 or 12 teams are going to pay $50 million for the football roster this year. It's like, wait a minute, man, that's all that TV money. Y'all talk about having all this money, and you're going to give $50 million of it to football players? Not to mention the 20 to basketball players. Like, that's your TV money. That's gone. Gone. So now it's not the same funds there. But I mean, apples to apples, it is. Does anybody – how about the fact – you're going to give – think about this for a second. You got 105 players in the roster and only 70 of them are making money. And we're going to give $50 million, so we're averaging like $800,000 to backup players like that. Is anybody doing any math here? The point of all that is – and what the original conversation is, general managers, billionaires, money, NFL 2.0.
I Saturday think it crashes like and burns. Sunday.
You think?
Eventually.
Oh, I think we get control at some point in time. If we do not.
It crashes and burns.
The calendar will look like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Sunday. Saturdays will feel like Sundays, and that is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Sundays are great. The NFL is great, but I don't want to go Friday, Sunday, Sunday. I like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. I'd love to help you out. 404-8158. Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage flooring company, can look amazing. It can look awesome. It can be, you can get rid of cracks, get rid of automotive oil stains. That doesn't happen anymore. Matter of fact, you can actually see the color if it's transmission fluid or oil. You can tell the difference in it, and you don't have to worry about the stain of it long time on your concrete and the concrete dust. And your kids and your the elderly and the young, the ones that you need it for, hey, it's going to be slip resistant, stain resistant. Think about it. The best, the most experienced group out there, Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Call them today. No obligation phone call.